This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
We now have in the studio Andy McNamara. Andy McNamara is a board director. He's on the board of Joy. He's also well known in our community as having been the president of Bent TV.
I haven't, but I've...
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've probably been the backbone plenty of years, but
I
no.
I got that wrong.
Yeah.
Why did I get that wrong?
I don't know. You haven't researched me enough.
Well, we're here to actually find out more about cool. you. So, start off by telling us, why are you a member of the Joy board?
That's a good question. It was one of the sort of, you know, not that well thought through, very sudden sort of things. But you know,
didn't duck quick enough. That's the truth.
Maybe didn't step back quickly enough. But you know, I do love Joy, and I want the best for Joy. And I just thought, well, maybe they need a hand, and I can contribute.
If not I, then who? And if not now, then when?
Yeah. And I was on the Bent TV board at the same time, and they have, as you're sort of maybe alluding to, they have now merged, which was interesting.
Yes, yes, that came up for discussion at the last Joy AGM.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
right.
And the enabling facilities allowed that to happen.
Yeah,
whatever that means.
Yeah.
So you've been on the board now for what, 2 years?
Yeah, 18 months. Yep.
Months.
A bit more. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And what's it like being a board member?
Well, it's good. It's. I have to tell the truth. I love broadcasting. That's the better part. But the board, it's a good board. It's a really positive board who all talk to each other and work together. And we all have a, you know, great vision of Joy, I think. And we're doing stuff to get there. And we had sort of some crises. We've actually Like it was probably...
You've had some crises.
In a bit of crisis when I was starting, yeah. And so we had to find a new CEO and we found one. And I was part of the little committee to do interviews and whatever. And we hired Tennille. And we've just, I think there's been some rebuilding. And now there's actually growth and direction happening, I think.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
it
That's
is.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm. And so all those crises have now gone?
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of... I think morale is just 1,000 times better at the station in the time I've been here. Now, you know, everyone's got their own point of view, obviously, but I think there's just been some good leadership and some consistency, and it's just settled plenty of people down, and we're heading in a better direction and doing stuff together.
So I've been on lots of boards over the years and still am, and seen all sorts of boards. Are you just a mob of sandwich eaters, or do you actually do stuff?
Well, I do a lot of stuff, actually.
That's my term, sandwich Jesus.
We do. We are meant to be a board of governance and not a board of management. And we do all sorts of – we do governance well, I think, but we do some management stuff too and some actual physical doing stuff in terms of some of our people engage with corporates and bring along introductions there. Mm. But I do lots of – I'm actually the team leader of the audiovisual team here, which is sort of the Bent TV thing rolled in. So I'm really trying to settle that in and grow some – current Bent projects, but also start some Bent and Joy integrated projects. Bent TV is doing an archiving project. We've had 20 years of stuff in boxes that for the last 14 months, two of us have been putting up on YouTube every week, and we're getting through that. So I do a lot, and all the board members, most of us are leading some committee. So I'm chair of the funding committee, which is all about money. And
well, you'd be happy.
Radiothon was a great success. Yeah, I feel I've done my duty there.
So you feel like that was your achievement?
No, I don't. But I hovered over it and tried to make sure it was going consistently in the right direction with everyone working together. But it's definitely the staff, Tennille, the CEO, and the staff and the volunteers' achievement and the members, and it's awesome.
So for our listeners' sake, tell us what do you talk about when you go to a board meeting?
We go through each of the subcommittees. So there's one is funding, so it's all about have we got enough money and what do we need, and you know, sometimes even who shouldn't we take money from, and what are the different ways to get money? And
then
there's an IT one, and it's sort of, you know, we're running on a shoestring, so how do we like make Joy strong but do it very cheaply, and what are the what trade-offs should we make? Yeah. And then there's another committee that's programming, obviously. So, you know, how much music versus how much other stuff, and what mixture of people do we need, and both sort of short-term and long-term. And also programming, how do we tie into non-radio things? There's a whole online world that's getting bigger and stronger, so we need
I've just had a listener message here.
Yeah.
Go, Andy, it says, I quote, "Don't forget the treasurer."
Oh, I think that might be from the treasurer, don't you reckon?
I think it might be right.
I think the treasurer might be having relevance deprivation syndrome.
I think it might be
and
right.
And the treasurer, yeah, that's another one, who's, you know, looking at our debtors and our cash flows and our sales and everything like that.
Don't pander to him. His ego's big enough. You don't have to. You know.
So those sorts of things. And then occasionally there's like a... occasionally there, you know, there's an issue. You know, we've got a lot of people here, so sometimes there are people issues.
Of course, they're in any organisation.
Yeah, and there are other organisations. Yeah, sorry. The Pride Centre's happening, so that's a very interesting thing for Joy. How do we approach that, and what do we negotiate, and, yeah, where does that all fall? And Joy's future, what's our – we've had a big strategy day for the board,
yeah,
and we're talking about
sit still.
No, where's Joy going to be in 5 years,
yeah,
and
where
what's
are
it going to be?
Challenges and opportunities,
yeah,
that come our way.
And I understand that there are some Joy representatives at today's Victorian Pride Centre workshop.
There are one board member and Tennille, the CEO.
Oh no, there's two board members because your chair's also
I didn't realize. Yeah,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Good. So hopefully that will help to sort out. Really, the future for Joy and the permanent home for Joy.
The permanent home for Joy, yeah.
Because this is all very temporary, really, isn't it? Now, that always has been very temporary.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, totally. The Pride Centre like will be awesome, and it will be a permanent home. And but there's still like plenty of negotiating as to what do we get and do we own some of it and all those sorts of things. But then Joy itself is bigger than the Pride Centre. There's, you know, what's our future is sort of one of the things the board sort of grapples with. And we see Joy going national. Like we're on the online everywhere, but really we're a Melbourne and Victoria station. We think there's no LGBTI station going to people all over Australia. We want to be that. So we're going to, you know, have broadcasting from all parts of Australia ultimately and be at events all over Australia and meet an audience all over Australia. That's our vision.
Wow.
That's what our board has been talking about. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? Because the license is currently a sub-metro license.
It is a sub-metro license, yeah. So we may get a radio license, or we may have to go with the new online world more as our main focus. And then we have to lift everywhere, so we have to have broadcasting from everywhere and content. So you guys, you do lots of Victorian politicians and a few national ones. You'll be hitting a lot more national because we'll be doing a national focus. And our content won't be, you know, Victorian traffic or whatever. It'll be... You know, the breakfast show will be from Sydney on Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll have late night content will be from Perth. And
that's an amazing vision.
That's our vision, yeah. So, and that'll help us get national sponsorship, and it'll make us more of a spokesperson for the queer community. And national organisations will engage with us more because we are a voice out to queer people across the country.
Wow.
So,
That's a great vision.
Oh,
that's
fantastic.
And it's the right one. I mean, I think so, because why should Victorians have all the fun?
Exactly. I mean, the need is huge. You know, everyone out there needs it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
You've painted a very, a fabulous vision going
very
forward.
Very optimistic.
What do you need to actually realise that now? So, you know, the $300,000 presumably is really about achieving this financial year's bottom line.
Yeah.
But what do you really need to make that happen? Are you going to need to start building studios all over the place?
Well, no, we could do a... There are all sorts of possibilities and deals, I suspect. Like there'll be some Sydney radio stations who want some stuff from Melbourne occasionally, so we could swap some hours of studio time. There'd be ways for that. But from a publicity point of view, we need to go to events, attend queer events all over Australia and be seen and be involved. And we need to get involved with more national companies in partnerships to, reach out to their queer staff, but also promote ourselves across a broader spectrum. Mm.
But don't you already do that? I mean, you know,
this, we're starting to. So we're probably.
But this year, I mean, Joy's been going to Mardi Gras forever, from what I recall.
Yeah.
You've been going to the Adelaide Feast Festival forever.
Occasionally.
But doesn't that depend on whether they pay you to do that?
Maybe, but we might need to get more partnerships with major companies to get us to all those events all the time.
And they're national companies. So, you know, we do get support, obviously, from sponsors here. But, you know, the more that we can represent ourselves as a national organisation, obviously that's going to be
It'll pay back. And we've actually been successful this year at getting more partnership. It hasn't been advertising sales, but more partnerships with national companies who have LGBTI staff and want to show that they support their staff. Yeah. So they've been doing more projects for those staff involving Joy. And if we're national, then it will make a lot more sense, as you're saying, Bronwyn, for them to go, Joy doesn't help only our queer Melbourne-based staff. It helps our national queer staff. So it's gonna help make us. And Joy's also started doing a bit of advocacy, speaking out for queer marriage. And being national is going to make us much more of a place to go. And and government will come to us and various other community groups.
So back to you. Mm-hmm. So what do you bring to Joy? What's your personal toolkit?
Good question. I do plenty. So I don't know what my toolkit is. I've got corporate background and business experience.
Media.
Media, lots of radio and TV. I'm very empathetic, I guess. I work well on the board, I think. You have to ask my colleagues, maybe.
We're not here to do your performance review.
No, this is not a 360.
And at our at the board strategy day to work out our future, and various people said, we've got to improve this and more content. And I said, national. So that's what I brought. That was my suggestion. They all went, Bronwyn, they all just went, Of course.
And of course, Mac is reminding us that Virgin, Holden, Nissan already sponsor us.
Absolutely.
And there are many other national companies that we can target.
We've started moving to this strategy before we even thought of it. But it's an obvious fit, I think. It really, everyone I've spoken to has just gone, let's do that.
And of course, the world has changed. We're now much more globalised.
Totally.
Technology means that we can reach, you know, the global aspects of the world in different ways than ever before.
The world, that's like our 10-year plan or 15-year plan, but Australia first is my thinking.
Okay.
But we'll conquer the world one day.
Andy, it's been great.
Yeah, lovely to meet you, Andy.
Thank you.
Just so that everybody knows, what we're doing is we're basically interviewing all of our Joy board directors and CEO, of course. Mm. We've had Tennille on, we've had Tanya on, we've had Mel on. Mel's coming on again next week,
good.
I believe.
Yep.
We want to make sure that our listeners actually get to meet and
know the power behind the throne.
The power is the people and the listener, really.
Absolutely.
We're just trying to reflect them and point things in the right direction.
Mm. Andy, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Hey, I'm about to do an audio-visual shoot for Joy and Bent TV. Transmission is a series we did a couple of years ago, and we're shooting it 7 Saturdays in a row, and it'll be released in a lump in August, September, and
you've got a beautiful day.
Yeah, to promote it. Yeah.
Come back and talk to us about
that. We will. Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.